And why, if he did not rise again, did they preach that he had risen? Because they loved him, you might argue, but surely it would be likely that they would despise him afterwards for tricking and betraying them, and because, having filled them with countless hopes and separated them from their homes, parents, and everything else, and created a hostility between them and the entire Jewish nation, he had deceived them in the end. And if the matter was due to weakness, they might have excused it. But now it would be perceived as a result of severe wickedness. For he should have told the truth, and not have promised heaven, being a mere mortal man, as you claim. So it would have been more probable for them to take a different approach, to expose the deception, and declare him a fraud and impostor. In doing so, they could have escaped from all their dangers. They could have ended the war. Also, considering that the Jews offered money to the soldiers to claim they stole the body, if the disciples had stepped forward and admitted, "We stole him, he has not risen," what honor would they not have received? Thus, it was within their power to be celebrated, even crowned. So why then did they exchange these prospects for insults and dangers, if it was not some divine power that influenced them and proved stronger than all these?